Good morning to you, family and friends of Joan. Even though this is a bitter day, it's also sweet. For this too is a day the Lord has made, and He still has given us reason to rejoice in it. May the word of our Lord bring you comfort, not just today, but every day. The same comfort that Joan was able to receive in this very building. I invite your attention to our Christian Victory Service for Joan. Our invocation begins on page 2. We begin this Christian Victory Service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're invited now to join in singing the following verses from I Know That My Redeemer Lives. And so we have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow and to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, and you consoled Mary and Martha in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Joan, and dry the tears of all who weep. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel our doubts and fears, and lead us to praise you for having brought her to faith. In your rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to eternal life. Strengthen us with your word, and lead us through this earthly life, until at last we are united with you and all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. We turn our attention to these words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Again, you're invited to sing another hymn which helps sum up the confidence that Joan confessed by the grace of God, and another way to remember that she is still with us in a way as we confess the same hope that by God's grace she was able to confess. We now hear these words of resurrection comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus gives us this comfort. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God.
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
When Christ, who is our life, appears,
then we also will appear with him in glory. We
will be before the throne of God. Never again will we hunger.
Never again will we thirst.
For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water.
And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
Let us pray. God of all grace, you sent your Son Jesus to destroy the power of death and to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we too shall live. Comfort us with your promise that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
A fitting hymn indeed that you picked for this victory service, because Joan was a true blessing in setting up for Holy Communion every time it was offered. And so just beautiful words to reflect on as we remember Joan. A reading from Holy Scripture, from the book of Job. Job expresses a confidence that all believers in Jesus can express while going through this life. And by the grace of God, as mentioned, Joan was led to confess this truth too. Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead, or engraved in rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. The word of the Lord. Another reading from Holy Scripture, this one from 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, pointing out a sure hope that believers have. There will be that blessed reunion we look forward to, thanks to God's grace shown in Christ Jesus. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. The word of the Lord. We turn to the obituary on page 9. You're welcome to follow along as we hear these words. Joan Ellen Longley Perlberg was born in North Chicago, Illinois, on September 9, 1935. She was the first born to Elmer and Esther Longley of Waukegan, Illinois. Her brother Ron was born in 1939, and the family lived in the Racine, Wisconsin area for many years. She was baptized on January 26, 1936, and was confirmed on March 21, 1948. Joan graduated from Washington Park High School in Racine in June of 1953. After high school, Joan did secretarial and clerical work in the Racine area. In 1960, she met Robert Proberg at a party. They fell in love and were married on July 15, 1961. They were blessed with three children, Cynthia, Lisa, and Christopher. Joan's parents and brother moved to California. In 1978, Bob and Joan moved to Roseville. Bob continued in janitorial sales until his retirement in 1994. Joan was a dedicated volunteer at church and at Kaiser Hospital in Roseville. At Kaiser, she assisted families in the post-op and recovery areas and provided over 4,500 hours of service. Joan loved the Lord, her family, and her church. Even after Bob passed away in September of 2013, she continued with many activities. She enjoyed watching the grandkids in all their activities, from school plays to high school sports. She loved time with her family, especially around the holidays. Christmas Eve dinner at her house was a tradition. She was an avid Giants fan and loved a good book. Joan enjoyed attending church and Bible study at St. Mark's, where she had many friends. She was a dedicated volunteer with the Altar Guild. Even as her health started to fail her, she was looking for an opportunity to return to serving. Joan passed peacefully into the Lord's arms on April 25, 2022, in Roseville. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. O God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us and grant us your peace. Amen. I invite your attention back to page 6 in the middle. We'll continue with the hymn verse, Lord, when your glory I shall see. Reading from Holy Scripture, John chapter 14, no empty promises. This is what Jesus promises. He promised it to Joan and also to us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Another hymn emphasizing the confidence and hope and the fulfilled promise that Joan was able to hold on to, I heard the voice of Jesus say.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance, and this comes from God our Father through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we want to focus on the Scriptures for a couple moments. Taking from John 14, focusing on John 14:3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." This is God's word. We pray, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear family and friends of Joan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who fittingly is called the rock and redeemer, as well as the living water. A hymn verse sums up also the confidence and hope that Joan was given in her Lord Jesus. "There at my Savior's side, heaven is my home. I shall be glorified, heaven is my home. There are the good and blessed, those I love most and best, and there I too shall rest, heaven is my home." She truly is at rest. On this side of heaven, not so much. She was always busy. She was at rest with the Lord on the inside, and that's what mattered most, but always, always busy. And that's a good thing. What do the following have in common? Candlestick Park, Pacific Bell Park, SBC Park, AT&T Park, Oracle Park, Trimble Way. All places where you could catch a Giants game. And if you go to those ballparks, some are no more, but if you go to the ballpark, do you like to have a good seat? Or do you like to sit behind the pole? Now, you like to have a good seat. And sometimes going to a Giants game, you know, it could start out warm, but by the end of the game, you're in the gift shop buying extra clothing, unless you remember to bring some along. And then the price of food at the ballpark. So where was the best place to watch a Giants game? Trimble Way. At home. Right? Exactly. And there you had the best seat. And the food didn't cost as much. And the temperature was just right. But there's an even better seat that Joan has been given. She is in the best seat in the house. Her Father's house, her heavenly Father's house. And she was given this best seat in the house thanks to that heavenly Father's grace. Because as confessed in the readings and also in the hymns, and as Joan would confess as she attended worship, she needed that grace in her life. Though she would always want to be the perfect person, the perfect wife, the perfect mother, the perfect grandmother, the perfect Giants fan, she would also have to admit, I am not perfect in any of those roles that God has put before me. And she's not alone in having to make that confession, right? Because each and every one of us has to admit, though we strive for perfection, we really are not hitting it as we ought. Because the Lord God demands perfection of us. And perfection is 100%. It's not 99.9, it's 100%. And so we need His grace in our life. And Joan then was also led to confess the fact that God's grace was in her life, not by something that she had to do or could do, but by what He had done for her in making a promise, and a promise that he kept, in sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to be her Savior and ours, and not just ours, but the Savior of the entire world. Jesus came to this earth in the flesh, lived that perfect life that we are supposed to live but cannot live. And there was a reason for that. He had to be that perfect person. Because it would take a perfect sacrifice to make atonement for each and every one of our sins. And so he took that perfect life and died an innocent death. Because it was for no sin of his own that he died on the cross, but it was for each and every one of our sins. All the imperfections Jesus had in mind of Joan and of us and of everybody when he was on the cross and he said, "It is finished. All those are paid for. They're not going to be brought up against you again." Not as a license to go ahead and live an imperfect life, but by the grace of God, you have the motivation to strive to live the life that God wants of you. But knowing that we're going to fall short, Jesus already has it picked up. Powerful words, "It is finished. Sin forgiven." And with that phrase, Jesus also had in mind not just a new way of looking at life from God's perspective, but also eternal life. And so Joan was able to live her life on this side of heaven, knowing that nothing on this side of heaven, even the Giants losing a game or a World Series, was going to change what Jesus Christ already had accomplished for her through the cross and the empty tomb. That doesn't mean we don't get upset or we're not always happy, but that doesn't mean we don't have joy in our heart at all times. Because Jesus has won, not just for Joan, but for each and every one of us, the best seat in the house. There are no poles to sit behind in heaven. We're all going to be around the throne of God and of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, thanks to the grace of God. And so our true home, it really is our Father's home in heaven, as John 14 emphasizes. There's a home that we cannot even imagine what it is like. We get a foretaste of it through the Scriptures, but it's even more glorious than we can imagine. And the reunion that will take place, what a blessing. And so the importance of those words of Jesus emphasizing in John 14, "I am the way and the truth and the life." You know, you need a ticket to get into the stadium. Well, I am that ticket to get into heaven. And he doesn't make it hard to get to. "Believe in me," he says, "and you will be saved." That was Joan's confidence. She believed in him and is saved. Though her body is gone, she is alive. And one day, as pointed out in that second reading, her body and soul will be reunited and with the Lord forever in heaven, body and soul. And so we truly can say with Job, "With my own eyes, I will see the Lord." What a gift. Best seat in the house. In the meantime, until we get there, another good seat to have is right before the Lord in his word. Joan recognized that, faithful, a tender of worship, even when it was online. She knew where the best seat was, listening to the word of her Savior. And when she could be with fellow believers, it got even better. Another good seat that she was able to enjoy on this side of heaven was with her family. He spoke of the Christmas tradition. And what was that meat that was served? Roast beef. Every time you have it, she's with you. She's with you no matter what. But the Lord gives us those opportunities in life to focus on our loved ones. So it is bittersweet. But not for her. It's all sweet. And that's what we have to hold on to. And so while it does get a little difficult as we go through birthdays and holidays, the Lord will see you through. Just as he saw Joan through and you before this, with the passing of your father. God has a good seat on this side of heaven for us, but an even better seat waiting for us in heaven. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Family and friends of Joan, she relished sitting around the table with you. She relished doing activities with you. But you know what also she relished and wants for you? To sit around the best seats in the Father's house. Jesus is that way. Jesus then give you peace and comfort in your hearts now and in the days to come. Therefore, we murmur not. Heaven is our home. Whatever our earthly lot, heaven is our home. And we shall surely stand there at our Lord's right hand. Heaven is our fatherland. Heaven is our home. And there's not a bad seat in the house. Amen. We turn to a confession of faith. The Apostles' Creed, it sums up the hope and the confidence that we have. Joan made this confession of faith often. We join together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the great company of saints who have finished their lives in faith and now rest from their labors. We remember especially our loved one Joan, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son and received as your dear child through holy baptism. We thank you for giving her as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your compassion, comfort all who are sad in this hour. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We praise you for your love in Christ, which sustains us in life and death. In our earthly sorrows, help us find strength in the fellowship of the church, joy in the forgiveness of sins, and hope in the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You do not leave us comfortless, but strengthen and care for us through your word and sacrament. You gave us family, friends, and neighbors to help when there is loneliness now and in the days to come. Brighten our future with a firm trust in your promises and care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Remove our fears and make us bold to pray with confidence, as our Savior has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Again, thank you for being here for the family and remembering Joan. You are invited to our multipurpose center across the way. There is plenty of food and refreshment to carry on the conversation with family and friends and share your memories of Joan. And also there's a slideshow that's been prepared that will help provide even more memories. So we'll make our way over there in a few moments. And so may the Lord not only continue to bless your day with the firm promises that he provides through his word, may continue to bless us through the food that has been prepared for this day. We give thanks to him. Amen. Thank you.